On the night that would have been the 73rd Consumers Energy El Sabo River Canoe Marathon, I'm Larry Roberts, and right now we have a chance to talk to husband and wife team living down in the Homer area, but have spent a lot of time in Grayling and paddling in Grayling. We have Mike and Rebecca Davis. They've each paddled 10 marathons, two strong, young, up-and-coming paddlers. And Mike, I'll ask you first, what have you been doing this summer without a lot of paddling going on? I know the MCRA has tried to put races together, but it's been very difficult.
Yeah, I've just been filling all my spare time with paddling, not necessarily racing, unless we've been lucky enough to have some races pop up over a weekend. But otherwise, we've just been paddling a lot of different rivers that we wouldn't have normally paddled, and trying to get as much enjoyment out of it as we can.
Has there been anything that you've been able to fit in this summer that you normally wouldn't be able to do?
Yeah, we've been having a lot of work just prepping for our upcoming child, so we've been busy with that otherwise, and then otherwise not too much.
Well, from the whole paddling community, we want to say congratulations. Rebecca, I guess if you're going to miss the marathon, this would be the year to miss it when you're due so soon here in August.
Yeah, I'm sad to miss it, though, because I was looking forward to getting to follow the race this year. Mike and I have each done 10 races, and they've, you know, all been consecutive, so I've never got to watch Mike race at anything. And he also told me anything I had to miss this year, he would take off next year if I wanted to race. So now I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, we're both missing, so where does that leave me? But hopefully we'll both be back next year in shape. We're planning on it. So.
And have you been able to paddle a little bit?
Yeah, I have. For this year, I'm over 100 hours, which normally I would be about double that going into the marathon. But I'm thankful that I've been able to get in that much and still feeling good. So about a month to go for me until my baby arrives. So if I can keep getting in the boat, I'm just going to take that as a blessing.
And here it is, race night. Mike and Rebecca, do you have any plans for race night with no marathon? I told somebody it's going to be strange actually going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, this year we're supposed to have a birthday party for my sister because her birthday always falls on the marathon weekend, so she kind of gets pushed for the race, so we have to make a special occasion of her birthday this year.
Well, tell her she better enjoy this year because we don't plan on doing this again next year.
Exactly.
All right. Well, appreciate you, both of you taking the time, Mike and Rebecca Davis. Good luck with the baby coming in August, and we look forward to seeing the whole paddling community again together next year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. We'll see you next year.
All right. There we go. Mike and Rebecca Davis, and all of us here at 98.5 UPS are missing the marathon. We'll have more coverage for you in a little bit on 98.5 UPS.